Today's lunch meal is with Chaim Luther from Shai, Yemaitra, Neil Rivka, Bas Maitra, Israelis from Anachmar Maitra, Stus for Shlema, Chaim Moshe, Mamelka, and Baruch Basar Melka, Matgitzim, and Fagel Dina, and a Stus for all those in and around Eretz Yisrael. So we are holding in middle of the rules of Kriyashma Al Hamita, which is Reish Lamed Tes. We're in the middle of Sif Aleph. We had finished the Rama, but if I remember correctly, we didn't finish all the Mishnah Berurah on it. So let's just take a step back, so this way we know what we're talking about over here. So we'll go back in the Rama on page 302 for those who are looking inside. The Im, it's the middle of the Rama. The Im Kara Kriya Shema. If somebody read Kriya Shema, v'lo yuchal lisha miyad, you're not able to fall asleep right away. Okay, so we mentioned that the ideal way is that your Kriya Shema should be samach to you're going to sleep. A guy reads Kriya Shema and he can't fall asleep. He goes ahead and he should repeat Kriya Shema several times, the Rama says. And this way his Kriya will be close to his sleep. And he says another rule, we don't make a bracha on this. So what does this mean? Meaning the Shema v'ahavta. Don't keep reading the first pasuk. Now, if you remember, this was a halacha we learned way, way back older in the beginning, that when you say it twice in a row, then it would seem like you're recognizing two separate gods. So therefore, you don't read the same pasuk twice. He says that if you don't want to read Kriya Shema again, right? You can read different tefillas, or you're lying in your bed, don't play a game on your phone, like some of us tend to do. As the big Bali Musa says, I'm speaking to myself. Shapadami says, instead, don't waste that time. You're able to use that to learn Divrei Torah. Probably the reason it says Mahara Divrei Torah, think about Divrei Torah, keeping it safe in the room is okay as well. However, as we will learn in the next Siman, when for a married person has to be careful about keeping Svarim in the room, they would have to be kept at certain times in a, as we learned previously, it would have to be kept in a kiss, but a kiss would have to be in a double pouch, because when a husband and wife are together, you can't have Svarim in the room, so we have to be careful about that as well. So you should try to think about Divrei Torah, right? Or you have the phone, you can download the Navi Share, and you can listen to the Navi Share, and that will possibly help you fall asleep. And at least this way, the time won't be wasted. Okay, so the Rama said we don't make a bracha on Kriya Shema. Ve'ein mevarchen. Perish. Asher k'dishanu mutzaisis v'anyo Kriya Shema. The havamina would be to say the bracha of Asher k'dishanu mutzaisis v'anyo al Kriya Shema. So we do not make this bracha. Ulapukim, and that's a paisik shematzrich levarach. There were some paisikim that held that you are supposed to make a bracha on Kriya Shema Lamita. So the Rama tells us that our minik is not to make a bracha on Kriya Shema Lamita. Kosava paisikim. Hayashim miyoyim, somebody goes to take a nap during the day. Ain't sarach levarach birchas amapel. He does not have to say birchas amapel. V'toiv sheyoyim avihinoyam and yoyisha b'seisa, even if you can go to sleep during the day. Which we already learned previously that the reason for saying the Vihinoim and the Yesh Vesais is because of the Mazikin that can possibly come onto a person when he's sleeping. But we also said earlier that our meaning is not to say this. Okay, so now going back to the Mechaber, and Mechaber is going to go through the whole Seder, which is pretty much printed in the Siddurim, of the Seder Kriya Shema Lamita. V'oyme Yesh Vesais Elyon, after you say Kriya Shema, you say Yesh Vesais Elyon. V'yoyme, which part of that is as our neshama travels, we're davening that the malachim should protect us. So that's obvious, right? Praises Hashem when He puts us to sleep and when He wakes us up. Hashem should be goyer in the satan, keep him away from us. Hashem Shem Recha, Hashem should protect us. May Atta be Adolim from now and forever. Biyotka Afkad Ruchi, in my hands I am entrusting my soul. Yivarecha Hashem Adviyasim Lacha Shalom, over there the Brichas Kahana. Ba'oyma Hashkivenu, Ad Samach Lechasima. We don't say all the way, we don't say the bracha at the end of Hashkivenu, but we say the Hashkivenu until that end. Okay, let's see the Mishnah Berurah on this. This is all protect us from something bad to not come onto us. Okay. The imhu choloi on this, what happens if chas v'shalom, somebody is a chola, or he's in a dangerous position. It's enough. And he can just say that bracha, he's not able to say the rest. That here is something that that I guess is big madrega. If we're able to do it, it would be unbelievable. And definitely not an easy thing to do. That before you go to sleep, it's appropriate for person. That a person should review and tap in to his deeds that he did the whole day. If you find that I have charata, I did an avera this past day. You should say what you did wrong. No, you're not saying it to anybody, but you say it to yourself. Then you should be kabbal yourself not to do it again. Again, which is the basics of tshuva, is you have charata on the avar and the kabbalah on the asa. Now, that doesn't mean if chas v'shalom a person slips and he does it again, the tshuva was no good. The tshuva was good, as long as you were sincere about it. So you make a kabbalah ala avar and a charata on the avar. You regret having done that, you slipped and you did the sin. And you make a kabbalah on the future. Remember, we are now giving our soul back to Hashem at night when we're going to go to sleep. And Hashem is going to give it back to us refreshed. So if we can do tshuva beforehand, we get a clean soul. And specifically, you should think about the kind of sins that are very, very common and very easy for us to do. Chanifos, being, kissing up to somebody without sincerity. Shekarim, lying. Leitzanis, mockery. Lashon hara, speaking Lashon hara. B'chein avoyim b'tal Torah. We wasted our time. We didn't learn Torah. Tzricha medika b'yaisa. That's what we really have to search for. It's appropriate, like we do it on Yom Kippur and Tefillah Zakai, but really we should be doing this every night. We should think about who did something wrong to us throughout the day, if it happened, and we should forgive him. Now, interesting, people say, but what happens to a guy who owes me money and he didn't pay my bill, right? There is two parts to when somebody wronged you in money. There's a personal aspect that you're upset at the person that what he did to you personally on a personal level, that you feel wronged by the person. There's a separate part that he owes you money, right? So money that you're able to be mitzi al pidin, there's no halacha that you have to forgive the person. People confuse the two, right? So even, I actually once spoke to the Rav about this. When you fill a zakai, that's the famous time we said it, right? If anybody did anything wrong to me, I forgive them and they should forgive me. What if a guy owes you $10,000? Do you have to forgive him by tefillah zakai? But he owes me the money, right? So that's not being meichel the person. If you have money that a person owes you al pidin, that you can take him to the Torah and you can be meichel the money al pidin, you know, chiyuv to be meichel the guy. It's talking about the personal aspect that the person did to you. That's what we are being meichel. And this way, when you go to sleep at night, remember, we're asking Hashem for the shmirah, right? What better shmirah do we have when we say to Hashem, there's another yid who did something wrong to me, but I know he's your child, and since he's your child, you don't want me to hold a grudge against him, so therefore, I am going to be meichel him. In this chus, you can have arichas yamim. So, right, everybody's looking for skulas, but arichas yamim, the Gemara Megillah, Shabru brings it down here. When you go to sleep at night, think about if somebody did something wrong to you and be Michaelim. Amr Chacham Zainazan, Hayashin. Now, here's another very interesting thing, actually, very, very negeya for the summer. Hayashin Bebayas Yechidi. If somebody is sleeping at night alone, Vahenu Belayla Chaste Lilas. So there's a shade called Lilas, and this shade, Lilas, is able to, Chas V'Shalom, damage the person. Ubebayas Hain Cheder, you're in the room alone. So we're going to talk about what you're supposed to do if you're sleeping, alone at night, right? Now, basically, what it says is that you should leave a light on, right? So if you preferable not to sleep in a house alone, But if you are sleeping alone in the house, you should leave a light on, right? Then at least some of the light in the room, it shouldn't be pitch black, and that keeps the shadim away. Okay, Eli tzricha shimur mazik, and the following people need extra shimur. These are well known. Chayla, somebody who's sick. Chaya, a pregnant woman or someone who just had a baby. Chasen, kala, oval, the Talmud Chacham b'layla, and the Talmud Chacham by night. So all of these people are not supposed to be alone, and that's why a chasen has a shimur, kala has a shimur, and oval is also, even if the oval goes back to their home at night, they're not supposed to go alone. Somebody's supposed to go with an oval rachman al-son, and even a sick person. And the concept is simple. When it comes to people who are sick or avelis, the svarim write that they already have a bad mazel. They're in a moment that they've already took a klop. When a person already took a klop, it's very possible for them to take another klop, and therefore they need an extra shema. And a chasen and kala is such a dehaib in the moment that if anything, the Yetzer wants to stop that and get involved in it. So therefore, they should have protection. When somebody's by night, then it's very, very dark. Okay. Let's finish up the siman reish lamed tes. Says the mechaber sif beis, kishe yivshay chalukai. When a person is taking off his clothes at night, his shirt lo yafenim mat lamala. Don't pull it over, right? So remember, they used to wear a tunic, which was a long shirt, right? So in our by us would be our pants and our undergarments, right? But by them, they would wear a long shirt. So if they took the long shirt off, they would end up being completely undressed out in the open. Now, and this is going to lead very, very much into the next siman, which we're going to get into discussing marital relations, which is talking about that even when you're alone at night in your own room, a yid has a concept of tzias, because we have, and I'm not Bal Musar, but I'm only sharing what the Mechaber and what the Mishabura tells us. So I'm not giving any Musa over here. We're learning halacha. But he says over here that the end of the day, we're supposed to be tznua in our privacy alone, because we believe, as from Yidden, the Rabbanu Shalom is all over, so you're getting undressed in front of Rabbanu Shalom. Shim kein nimtza guf hayarim. If you're going to get undressed that way, you're standing there completely undressed. Eli shetani derech roishav yichasa atzmi misedina. You should go ahead, take your hands out or your head out and go under your cover. Remember back then, and we had this way back when we learned about some of the other laws of sleeping. When way back is there, the custom generally was that they slept without any pajamas. They didn't sleep clothed. So therefore, what you should do is you should go under the blanket and then take your clothes off. You can't smear tassa, and this way you're not exposed at any moment. You stay dressed. We see in the Gemara about the people who said that they asked why would they zaytut to have kids who were tamid chachamim, and they said, you know, that because they even their walls of their house never saw them undressed. There was the woman they wore walls of their house never saw the hair uncovered. So tznius, even in privacy, is something that is important, and that's going to be very, very much the topic of the next siman, which we will, Emetz Hashem, start tomorrow. All right, stop over here, and Emetz Hashem, and welcome the new member here. Emetz Hashem, we will continue tomorrow.